Isaiah 40:31. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Profiles on waiting. Overview. Wait. Every day of our lives, we are waiting for something. We cannot wait until the work day or work week is over. We are old enough to drive. The release of the latest blockbuster movie. Church to start, church to be over. The one we love to notice us, our vacation to start, and so on. Everyone, regardless of social status, gender, geographic location, or any other characteristics, waits for something. Spiritually, it is much the same. We are often waiting on a small or large spiritual breakthrough in our lives. We wait for answers to prayers, situations, or circumstances. Once again, no one is completely exempt from waiting. We end up waiting on God, waiting for God, and are waiting with God. The scriptures provide us with insights and examples we can apply in our lives. In the King James Version of the Bible, there are 82 occurrences of wait. At least 28 of the passages that deal with waiting have the Lord as the object waited for and as the confidence of the one waiting. There are 3 Hebrew words and 2 Greek words that are often translated as waiting, and they serve as key terms for our study. In conjunction, they mean to bind together, to look patiently, to tarry or to wait, or to wait or hope or wait expectantly, to grow silent or to be still. God uses our waiting as a catalyst for our faith and spiritual growth. By examining scriptures and anecdotal examples, we will review the scriptural principles that motivated believers can learn from waiting. As we submit to Him, we can find the benefits of waiting, the postures of waiting. God is waiting for us, and the rewards of waiting. For a believer, waiting is a bittersweet experience. If we submit ourselves to Christ during our waiting, we grow spiritually and increase our perseverance. By waiting with a scripturally correct posture, we can learn what it means to have perfect peace that passes all understanding. We can also learn to avoid the painful corrections that God sends to get us back on the right track. Our spiritual growth accelerates as we learn that the more we depend on Him, the more dependable we find that He is. While in between jobs in 2002, I was feeling down spiritually because many of my friends and others in the church were finding jobs quickly. However, I could find nothing. I ended up the number 2 candidate on very promising jobs for the first few months. I became rationally irrational with God. After all, I was a youth Bible teacher, attended Sunday school, and had led a Bible study in my old job. God would surely help me. Thank God my wife had the grace to allow me a small pity party. As I waited and prayed, the Holy Spirit pointed out that I had been neglecting my devotional time. I decided to get up early and spend the equivalent of my commute time studying the Bible each morning. This study on waiting was the first byproduct from the crucible of my bittersweet time of unemployment. After approximately 9 months, I landed the job God had for me. In hindsight, that job served as a launching pad to where I am now. Praise God. During that time of study, meditation, reflection, and some fasting, God blessed me with spiritual insight, invigorated me to establish new spiritual disciplines in my life, and initiated spiritual growth within me while I waited for His will in my life. Over the next few weeks, I hope to unravel what I learned as I stepped through the Bible with my concordance and commentaries. I will highlight how the key characters in the Bible handled the challenge to wait, and impact the lessons we might learn. As for me, my time of waiting has shaped my mind, my soul, and my future to attain insights that I could never have perceived or conceived if I had not waited on God, for God, to do His work with me and within me. Questions. A. Discover. Is it easier to wait for some events in life than for others? What do you have an easy time waiting for? What is harder to wait for? B. Why is it easy to wait on some events or some things and not on others? 2. Develop. God's answer to prayer is yes, no, and wait, or maybe. How do you distinguish between the no from the wait? B. When taking a selfie, we cannot wait to see how it turned out. If you took a spiritual selfie of yourself waiting for God, would God be in the picture at all, or would you be alone looking stressed and not blessed? 3. Demonstrate. Have you had to wait for something that was very obvious, such as a job or answer to something? How did others see you practicing your faith as you waited? B. In hindsight, would you have waited with more peace and security if you had known how God was going to work things out? Have you had a chance to use your situation of waiting as a testimony to others? This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.